Part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. And not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. COVID-19 cases in the U.S. are skyrocketing, and some governors are clamping down on gatherings. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's bringing back restrictions on hospitals and nursing home visits as part of his actions against a surge in COVID-19 cases.
I realize that this is very difficult, especially at this time of year, to be unable to see your grandparents or your loved ones. But please know that by refraining from visits at this time, you are helping keep them safe.
While Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says the new virus measures she is enacting are to help get the coronavirus under control.
I know this isn't where we wanted to be nearly 9 months into the pandemic. I know that we can overcome it, but now is the time to come together for the greater good, to do everything we can for each other, and not really because you're told to do it, because it's the right thing to do.
Physicians have been urging families to stick to small gatherings and avoid large parties and events where vulnerable populations could be infected. Biased censorship was the main topic today as the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter testified remotely before the Senate Judiciary Committee. We hear more from Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reporting.
Conservative Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, and Mike Lee drill deep into allegations that both platforms moderate and label posts more often from conservatives than liberals. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter's Jack Dorsey offered some support for the idea of reforming current moderation guidelines, possibly giving users more control. Republicans and Democrats on the panel agreed both platforms are often inconsistent and unclear about their reasoning when moderating posts. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 167 points, the NASDAQ dropped 24, the S&P 500 lower by 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMCQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal entry, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Less than a week after Governor Sisolak pleaded with Nevadans to stay home to slow the spread of COVID-19, case numbers continue to surge here in the Silver State. On Saturday, for the first time since the pandemic began, Nevada broke the barrier of 2,000 new cases in one day, reporting some 2,200. The state reported more than 1,900 new cases yesterday. The 14-day test of the positivity rate is 15.4%. Most health officials consider a 7% positivity rate as the benchmark goal. Voters in Clark County Commission District C might get a do-over because election discrepancies have surpassed the margin of victory in the hotly tested contest. Former Nevada Secretary of State Ross Miller beat the Las Vegas City Councilman Stavros Anthony by just 10 votes in the general election. But Clark County Registrar Joe Gloria says his office has identified 139 unexplainable discrepancies in the race. The County Commission has told Gloria to put a plan together for a special election. The Nevada Department of Transportation has announced the crews have wrapped up a 2-year, 6-mile widening project on State Route 160, which serves as the main route between Vegas and Pahrump.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Quick glance at the traffic cams right now. We're getting some slowing there through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Northbound at Tropicana, you'll tap the brakes there. Southbound at Sahara. Also do expect some backups there in North Las Vegas, Interstate 15 North at Alexander, and 215 West at Green Valley.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday. Great to have you with us. I got to tell you, I speculated on Friday. I wonder early next week if we'll know who the next president is, what some of the races in our state are all about, and we still don't know. We still don't know. But a guy that made national news with a column he did late last week, Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. So you signed 9 ballots, and 8 of them were accepted by Clark County. Give me the backstory on this. When did you make the decision to do this, and what were you trying to prove?
Well, it's been interesting to watch what's been happening with mail ballots over the last year. You know, during the primary, we saw ballots piling up in apartment complex trash cans on the side of the road. People would get mailed ballots that didn't belong to them. And election officials would say, well, don't worry about it. We have signature verification. You know, made it sound like this is just some foolproof security mechanism. And then during the special session, they said, well, actually, you can't reject a signature unless there are significant numerous differences with the signature on file. And they specifically said you can't reject a signature for minor variations. And so what I wanted to do was test and say, are you going to be able to catch someone if they grab ballots from the apartment trash can and mail them in? Or on a larger scale level, you know, if a individual or group went around to lots of apartments and collected ballots. And so what I did is I and nine volunteers who agreed to help me, and I signed their name using my just normal handwriting, I took a picture, sent it to them, and then they copied that onto their ballot envelope. And so that's what kept it legal. I didn't actually sign anyone's ballot envelope. The folks whose ballot it was copied my signature. And 8 of the 9 went through. So, you know, this ironclad security measure of signature verification had an 89% failure rate. And that's terrifying.
Let me ask you, what does it prove? And now it proves that one guy can sign 9 ballots and get away with it, and the county won't catch him. Now, my question is, what was the county? What was Joe Gloria's response to all this?
You know, I went to a press conference and I asked him about this scenario, and I said, are you confident that signature verification would stop someone if they pulled 9 ballots out of an apartment trash can and sent them in? And he said, well, it's a felony. You know, it's like that's the election official's first response is, it's illegal. It's like, you look at the newspaper, people do illegal things all the time. That's why we have the police to catch them when they do illegal things. And so I pressed him and said, are you confident that the process would work? And he said he's confident that the process has been working throughout this process, which is, I mean, just classic bureaucrat answer. Because he doesn't know. That's the truth, is he simply doesn't know how much fraud there is. And what's worse is he's not interested in finding out. We found out last week that Clark County has zero, count them, zero people who are capable or whose job it is to investigate voter fraud. All they do is if they get a complaint, they forward it to the Secretary of State's office. They are not looking for voter fraud. They are hoping it doesn't exist. That's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is they know it's very possible and plausible, and they just aren't interested in finding out.
And what if instead of doing 9 ballots, you'd done, say 90 ballots in the District C Clark County Commission race with Stavros Anthony and Ross Miller? Would he feel the same way?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is they don't look. Even the discrepancies that they found seem to be more like paperwork errors. Like, someone came in and it seems like they ended up voting in person and they ended up voting by mail. Or, you know, maybe it was a provisional ballot they couldn't process. That these were, you know, they can't say definitively there were only 139 mistakes or instances of fraud. They can only say, look, we found these 139 basically paperwork errors and we don't know how much fraud there is because we are not looking. And Gloria was asked at the press conference, well, you know, how do you find out about fraud? And he says, well, when someone comes into our office and tells us about it, then we investigate, or then we send it up to investigate. And it's like, wait, you only find out about fraud if someone comes in and admits they committed fraud? I mean, does no one else see the problem here?
Do we need, Victor, do we need investigators? Barbara Zagafsky will tell you, well, we don't have investigators. Joe Gloria says we don't have investigators. So how do we make how do we make sure everything's on the up and up? Or do we just accept that, well, it's not?
Well, I mean, we shouldn't accept that. I mean, that's the bottom line. The whole point of living in a democratic republic is, you know, we agree not to fight each other because we have the ballot box. And we may not like the results, but we can be confident that the results are an accurate reflection of the electorate. And when you have things like this, where you introduce a new system 100 days before the vote, you send out tens of thousands of ballots to places where people no longer live, and then you have no security measures, in essence, the situation is ripe for fraud. And obviously that's not the same thing as proving there was, you know, tens of thousands of ballots submitted erroneously. But the system is ripe for fraud, and it's very concerning that no election official is willing to say that, and then is willing to go out and investigate it.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, a three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're talking about this amazing... And were you surprised? Were you surprised that the president took notice of your column? I mean, it's not often you get the president of the United States.
Well, yes, that was surprising. I mean, obviously, just a really you know, he's got a huge megaphone with which to alert people that... this is happening, that this is concerning. You know, hopefully it gets some folks in Carson City's attention and they take some steps to fix it, to make the situation more secure. Maybe we'll get some honesty from the Clark County Elections Department, but of course I'm not optimistic about that.
Don't hold your breath.
That was really cool.
That's amazing. So what is the answer to this problem? We have this system that is just asking to be tampered with, and yet nobody seems to have an answer what to do. Do we just make everything early voting day of and request absentee ballots where you have to actually sign and you have to actually communicate with somebody rather than just being shotgunned all these ballots and then they sit in apartment complexes? What's the answer to this?
I mean, those are the obvious steps. I mean, the first thing you can do is not send out live ballots to people who haven't requested them and in many cases no longer live where you send the ballots. I mean, that's just basic stuff. I mean, this whole experience has actually made me much more concerned about mail ballots. I was already concerned, but I think you should have a reason to have a mail ballot. Whether it's you're out of town or you feel like you're not healthy enough to make it to the polls, but the security is simply not there. Obviously, it's better if someone has to request it because they're more likely to say, hey, I never requested this. And then you also need in-person photo ID. I mean, that's the security measure that makes it harder for one person to register more than once and successfully vote. And what's so incredible is it's not like we need some new technology. We have been voting for centuries, and to think that, it's so confusing. No, it's not confusing. Make people prove they are who they are and have a system where they can only vote once, and you're fine. That's it. That's all you need.
What about paper ballots?
I think the system we have now is a good compromise where you've got the electronic machines and then you have the paper ballot backup.
But Victor, whenever you've got machines or you've got computers can be hacked. Ask the people at Target. Ask the people, at these major Fortune 500 corporations that spend gazillions of dollars on this. And they still get hacked.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. I mean, I think there's always election security concerns. When so much is at stake, people have a strong incentive to rig the results the way they want. And so I think if you have the paper backup, that allows you to go back and see. But if folks say, look, I'm not comfortable with that, I'd rather do a Scantron type ballot system, I understand that too.
So ultimately, the one thing we can say is that the system we have now with the mail-in ballots simply does not work. It's an experiment that just has blown up in our faces.
Oh, it's been a complete disaster if you're a fan of election integrity. And perhaps some folks, that wasn't their highest priority. And, I always want to assume the best about the other side. But when you have a system like this that's simply so vulnerable to fraud, and people on the left just treat it like, well, no, of course fraud can never happen, you really start to get suspicious and wonder, well, what are you guys trying to hide? What are you trying to protect? I mean, this isn't, the thing is that if Trump had pulled it out here in Nevada and won in a stunner, I would be surprised if the left said, well, Trump's dishonest, and look, the system was vulnerable to fraud. I mean, you can't just look at the results and say, we like the results, therefore, the system works. No, I mean, those are two separate things.
Believe it or not, even after Joe Gloria has counted the votes, we are still not sure on at least one race, and it's a county commission race involving Stavros Anthony and Ross Miller. What is that all about, and what will a special election look like if indeed we end up with a special election? We'll talk about that with Victor Jakes. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now that there's a special runoff election between Stavros Anthony and Ross Miller for the county commission seat, who's going to win? I think it's going to be Stavros Anthony. He'll be joining me.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments.
Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist in the Las Vegas Review Journal, and even the President of the United States is reading his stuff and apparently likes his stuff. He joins us. After all of this, we've had Election Day, and then we had 10 days, whatever it is, of reviewing the ballots. I got to ask you, there's one race that's still hanging fire. It's Ross Miller and Stavros Anthony, District C for county commission seat, and yet we still don't know. What does this say to the person that always tells you, my vote doesn't count? Come on, there's going to be 150,000 votes. My vote isn't going to count. But 10 people's vote really did count. What do you make of the possibility of a special election?
Well, I mean, honestly, it should be an embarrassment to the Clark County Elections Department. Basically, what they're saying is, you know, we can guarantee the accuracy of the results as long as the election isn't too close And in this case, you know, 10 votes is too close. That is just a complete failure. I mean, honestly, heads should roll. And in some ways, it's not their fault because the legislature changed things on them so last minute. But they should have been vocal in saying 4 months ago, this is unworkable. This is going to lead to discrepancies, if not outright fraud. And the fact that they did it, it is on them. I mean, really, this is a national embarrassment.
And what did we have? Something like 150,000 votes in that race, and it ends up being a margin of 10. My question is, who will vote in a special election when Trump's not on the ballot and Biden's not on the ballot and nothing's really happening? Will we even have 80,000 votes?
Oh, 80,000 votes. I mean, I'd be surprised if you got 30,000 votes, to be honest. I mean, it's going to be a very low turnout, you know, election. Obviously, all the dynamics are going to change. It's going to be, you know, just about can you turn out your base and get people to care? And really, probably not, you know, just given the way things go. I think Starbucks, you know, has an advantage because Trump lost, and so therefore I think Republicans will be more motivated. There are more Democrats in the district, so that certainly gives Ross Miller an advantage. So, you know, you combine those two factors, and especially the fact that it's going to be a low turnout election, and really anything could happen.
Okay, so what happens in February? The legislature comes back. Will there be any effort at all on the part of Democrats, and again, they run the show, to change anything when it comes to our electoral system?
Well, I mean, the only good news about the bill they passed this summer was that it was for emergencies only, that the governor had the power to do an all-mail election or send ballots. I mean, that's what was so funny is they did an all-mail election, but then they said, oh, actually, and we have to have more early voting sites than before, which totally undercut their justification for the all-mail election. So, you know, obviously no one wants coronavirus to stick around for any longer than necessary. So hopefully, you know, in 2022, we're just back to normal, back to mostly in-person voting. I think that would be best for everybody.
Do you think it will be tough to get Steve Sisolak, who, by the way, we hope he is continuing to convalesce okay. Do you think it will be tough to get him to give up this power?
Yeah, well, it already has been. I mean, he's certainly hung on to it, you know, even during times when cases were going down, he didn't want to let go of the reins. And obviously now that cases are going up, I mean, last week he held a press conference and, you know, the subtext was, the subtext was, it's your fault. You know, you are the ones to blame for coronavirus spreading, which is just absurd because, you know, a highly contagious virus is not anybody's fault. It's just highly contagious, which we found out, you know, with his personal positive test. But what I really think he's setting us up for is to take away Thanksgiving and just say, you know, no, don't go to Thanksgiving. Don't have Thanksgiving with anybody. And we'll see next week. He basically said, you know, we have 2 weeks to slow the spread. You know, where have we heard that before? And, you know, he'll come and give us an update before Thanksgiving.
And what do you think, I'm afraid to ask, what do you think it'll be?
Well, I really think he's going to tell people not to, you know, not to get together with friends and family outside of your household. I don't think he's going to make it illegal, you know, in either Oregon or in Oregon. They've made it a misdemeanor to get together with too many people in just personal residences.
Can you imagine? Now, wait a minute. Think of this. Imagine perp walking somebody in handcuffs out of a Thanksgiving celebration, you know, with the turkey there on the table and the yams and the. I'm like, do you really think he would do that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Oregon's just been crazy, and their cases are going up anyway.
So are ours.
And so are ours. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you look all around the country, the cases are going up. I mean, it's just to think that, you know, oh, this is Trump's fault, or, you know, oh, this is, you know, your fault for not wearing a mask. I mean, mask wearing in Nevada is at like 85%. I mean, that's basically as good as you're ever going to get. And it should be enough to, you know, significantly slow the spread if masks were the cure-all. I think what we've determined is there simply, you know, isn't a cure-all at this point. You know, maybe in 6 weeks when vaccines are widely available, maybe that changes. Hopefully that changes. But I think, you know, the fundamental error that Sisolak's been making is thinking that, you know, he is responsible to stop the coronavirus from spreading. You can't outlaw a virus. I mean, that's just, it's not something you can do. It's